Wes Morris has been repairing home and business computers in Colombia since 2003. In tech terms, it's a pretty long time, and his business hasn't grown with it.
My personal experience, it seems like a slow decline. There's a tendency for the miniaturization to prohibit repair since the initial investment in the equipment is nominal in comparison.
Got that? Of course you didn't. But basically, the computer repairman faces a twofold problem. First, a lot of tech is so inexpensive, it's cheaper to replace than to fix. Second, even if you wanted to fix it, a lot of the circuitry is just too small to be worked on by hand. Morris isn't sure where he fits in this new world of computing.
It would be my opinion that over time that my entire industry, if you will, it will go the way of the TV repair guy.
Well, I also repair TVs.
That's Mike Bellman. He mostly repairs computers. Bellman's also taken notice of the miniaturization of technology, but says it doesn't really affect his own business.
Most people are buying laptops instead of desktops now, and the most common hardware repair that I've been involved in is either a damaged power connector or a cracked screen on an LCD. Because those types of repairs are repairable, it doesn't reduce the amount of help that people need.
But when you're talking about actual broken circuitry, well, Bellman can't always help you. I called him myself a little while ago when I managed to break a USB drive that had a lot of unsaved work on it.
Those types of connections are pretty small, so I referred them to a jeweler.
That's right, a jeweler. Because when you've broken something that intricate, you don't need someone who's good at technology. You need someone who's good at small.
Let's see. So I took it out of the casing.
I went to visit Gary B. Robinson. He owns a shop in Colombia called
Gary B. Robinson Jewelers.
Robinson sells rings, earrings, bracelets, but he's also something of a repairman, too.
We have some of the latest equipment as far as like the laser welder and a CAD-CAM designing and milling system. We fix bridges for dentists, your USB port or eyeglasses.
While his assistant uses the laser on my USB drive, Robinson shows me his AutoCAD system.
Yeah, and then you get into, you can set stones in this.
It's a complex and expensive setup that allows Robinson to design entirely new pieces in 3D on his computer, then manufacture a mold out of that wax, and finally cast that wax in silver, gold, or whatever the customer needs. By focusing on repair and custom manufacture, Robinson has done pretty well for himself in a down economy. But it's not simple economics that keeps this business going. It has to do with the personal relationship we have with these objects.
Well, you know, with information, it's not like you can go buy another thing with that information on there. So they want to try to fix things. But, you know, even when it's not as technological as that, they might have a favorite pair of glasses or something, or they don't make the glasses anymore. I mean, old jewelry, you know, they don't want it. It's worn out. I've had some people where I tell them, I said, you know, it's going to break again. Well, I love this piece. My husband gave me, you know, whatever. There's some story with it.
Personal technology is inexpensive and replaceable. If we attach value to it, it's not always real-world, tangible value. Sometimes, we treat it more like jewelry, like something special.
Part of it's the economy, but a lot of it is sentiment. And that's what drives this business, whether times are good or bad. Jewelry is a really emotional product, and there's a lot of emotions and sentiment tied up in it. It's not just metal, you know, metal and stones. And so that's where people come in, and rather than get something new, they want to preserve it, restore it, that type of thing.
As for my USB drive, I never did get that data off of it. But I got over it. And then, with a little effort, I replaced it. For KBIA, I'm Scott Pham.